Initially, when I work with a student on a skill, it's done in isolation with some type of reinforcement. And then you start to make progress there, and you're going to fade the reinforcer there. But if you're not generalizing that skill to other settings, you're probably not going to get the carryover that you think you're going to get across settings with different people and at different times. And in order to get that, you're going to have to do it in other settings, not just in isolation. I think it's often overlooked because expectations are inconsistent. What's expected in one setting may not be expected in another setting, and it's okay if you don't do it there. But in general, we need to learn appropriate behavior for all settings. I facilitate generalization by teaching it in different settings. Then I try and make it relevant to the student. An example would be a student that has difficulty with socialization. He says things that are inappropriate to peers, and when he says those things, he is ostracized as a result. Well, it will be relevant to him to do something different because he wants to fit, he wants to belong, and teaching him new skills on how to socialize or how to have a conversation is what we actually work on. The generalization would look like the teacher saying, okay, you've worked with Miss Allen on this. Would you tell me what you would do in this setting? Because the student can now tell her, I'm supposed to have this conversation and I'm supposed to not say things that might hurt someone's feelings. I am to look for ways to compliment this person instead. And the teacher will then praise him, and this is another person, and it's in a different setting. If I find something they're willing to work on, they're more likely to want to generalize that skill and to move it into other settings. I also try to link prior events. For instance, if the same child has difficulty with, let's say, a student at lunch, I said, okay, remember at lunch you had this difficulty? Here's another setting that we could practice this in so that it won't happen at this time. And it makes sense to them because we're moving it across settings. I've also utilized social stories to help cue the kids into what the expectations are, because if they don't know what the expectations are, then they're more likely to not be successful at interacting in the situation. And then finally is to do role playing and practice the responses in different situations prior to going into a setting.